More than 400,000 people live in public housing in New York City, the most in North America. But decades of funding cuts have left the buildings themselves in deep disrepair. Now the city is turning to the federal Section 8 housing program for support. As WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez reports in part 3 of our series examining Section 8, that means at least part of the future of public housing is in private hands.
In the 1970s, the Lower East Side was a place where Puerto Rican intellectuals, bohemian artists, and destitute New Yorkers lived side by side. The neighborhood had a reputation for drugs and crime. There were empty lots and abandoned buildings. Doris Huff lived in one as a child.
They were knocking down the building with us in it, and they were like, we got to get this lady an apartment. My mother had 10 kids.
And so her large family ended up here at Campos Plaza on Avenue C in a brand new 5-bedroom apartment courtesy of the New York City Housing Authority.
We thought we was coming from there to a mansion. I'm like, oh my God, we got a room.
As a child, Huff saw the development when it glistened. There was private security and programs for kids, but the complex was built around the same time that public housing fell out of favor in Washington and funding began to diminish. At Campos Plaza, apartments became unbearably cold in the winter. The smell of trash permeated the lobby. Crime was rampant, and tenants felt forgotten.
It's like you couldn't even walk in your own building without gunfire going off or without something happening.
But today, change is in the air again.
You can actually walk in the building now without smelling the compactor room.
Huff, now president of the Tenants Association, marvels at the new windows in her apartment.
When you close in them, you can hear the lock. You heard that? The clicking? No air comes in here. You're getting no draft, no anything. It took only 36 years for us to get in the windows.
The apartments have central air and heat, golden oak kitchen cabinets, new electrical boxes, carbon monoxide and smoke detectors, and her favorite, the new bathroom.
It reminds me of a hotel bathroom. They changed these vents. Those vents stopped working 20 years ago.
Usually, NYCHA tenants have to wait months, if not years, even for minor repairs. The cash-strapped agency could never afford a full-scale renovation. But in 2014, NYCHA found a solution to fix up the buildings and bring in much-needed cash. The agency sold a 50% stake in Campos Plaza and 5 other crumbling developments to a pair of private developers. The 30-year deal stitched together millions of dollars in private bonds, tax credits, and government money. NYCHA will get $300 million over the next 15 years. Buildings will get $80 million in repairs, new roofs and elevators, and private developers, L&M Development and BFC Partners, will split a $23 million development fee, plus profits. Those come in part from the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development, which agreed to pay near-market rate rents for the next 20 years. At Campos Plaza, that translates to about $2,500 for a one-bedroom. The tenant still pays the same 30% of their income, and the increased Section 8 subsidy covers the rest. Jeff Molis is with L&M.
We were able to get rent increases, which you can't get under public housing. And the rent increases are based on the markets. So a place like Campos Plaza in the Lower East Side actually has some pretty high rents. So that allowed us to borrow more, to pay them more, to do more work.
It is a multi-layered, complicated financing structure that mimics other forms of affordable housing in the private sector. The model is expected to become more common as Washington continues to reduce funding for public housing and funds Section 8 instead.
I think pretty much most of us in the business conclude that HUD is not going to change course on that funding and haven't for quite a few years.
That's Kathy Pennington. She oversees Section 8 related programs for the New York City Housing Authority.
And in fact, they're the ones promoting this new model as really the only option for public housing.
It's a remarkable twist for a program that was originally designed to replace public housing, not support it. Section 8 became popular, especially with Republicans, because it relies on the private sector to provide housing for the poor. But in New York City's hyper-competitive real estate market, that's become nearly impossible. So instead of taking public housing to the private sector, NYCHA is bringing the private sector to public housing. At Campos Plaza, only a portion of the development received Section 8 funding and is being run by L&M. The other half of the complex continues to be operated by NYCHA. And that means tenants like Beatrice Torres Guzman, don't have new windows or new oak cabinets because there's no money for improvements.
Morale is very low, especially people that live on this side see the changes. We have a broken lock right now. We had a murder on 12th Street and Avenue C last night, and that door is unlocked for 2 weeks. I just called NYCHA. They hung up twice, two times.
Tenant Patricia Trochet says she had to buy her own new appliances to replace the old ones.
They don't give you nothing, so layaway is a wonderful thing.
So Guzman and Trochet are coming around to the idea of private involvement. But they have one thing that tenants on the other side of Campos Plaza don't have. Their families know they can stay in their apartments for the rest of their lives. Across the way, where Huff lives, NYCHA's contract with L&M expires after 30 years. And the risk is, just like with most affordable housing projects these days, when the bond money gets paid back and the contract runs out, the private developer can turn the building's market rate. Take the example of Mitchell Lama, a state-run housing program from the late 1950s. Out of 271 properties, only 78 remain. The rest have converted to market rate, according to a recent city council report. NYCHA says that won't happen to its buildings because it still holds a 50% stake, and it's got the right to refuse any market rate conversion. That's not so reassuring to City Councilwoman Rosie Mendez, who represents the Lower East Side. She's worried about the future of public housing projects that still build communities, maintain diversity in neighborhoods full of million-dollar condos, and are permanently affordable.
I don't know who's going to be in office in 40 years. I don't know who's going to be running NYCHA. I don't know who's going to be the mayor.
For now, Huff is enjoying the improvements to her building, and it's hard for her to imagine where she will be in 30 years.
That'd be 79. I mean, I don't worry about it too much at 79, but what about my daughter that's behind me? That's who I worry about it for more.
NYCHA is in the process of replicating a version of Campos Plaza at Ocean Bay, a 1,400-unit public housing complex in Far Rockaway. In the meantime, Huff is excited about the brand-new playground and park going up in the backyard.
When this park opens, it's going to open for all five buildings.
It's one improvement that both sides of the development can enjoy. For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.
Our series on Section 8 was produced with our data news team and support from a grant by the Urban Reporting Program at the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism. You can listen to the entire series at wnyc.org/section8.